Black smoke rises to the sky after a suicide bombing in Baghdad's Sadr City, one in a series of deadly attacks marking the 10th anniversary of the U.S. invasion. At the scene of another blast, frustration. Some former U.S. officials see the violence as something bigger, a symbol of U.S. hopes for Iraq being dashed.
I think we've gotten out of balance now, and we need to try and bring it back.
Former U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker still sees Iraq as a crucial ally, especially as Iran has been using Washington's seeming absence after its troop withdrawal as a chance to extend its influence over the region.
I think they are going to notice and respect, if not appreciate, an enhanced level of U.S. engagement. That was the case during the time when we had not only troop levels on the ground, but a regular high-level diplomatic dialogue. It served as a counterbalance to Iranian influence.
Iraq's former ambassador to the U.S., Samir Soumaidi, says with renewed U.S. engagement and support, Iraq could do even more.
A stable Iraq and a balanced Iraq would be an immensely important factor in stabilizing the whole region.
But some, like former U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, warn against such false hopes.
If the lesson to be drawn from it is that whenever there are quote-unquote murderous groups doing nasty things, the United States has to go in militarily and to deal with it, I think it's a recommendation for a policy that it will be ultimately suicidal.
Brzezinski argues that U.S. involvement in Iraq helped cause much of the regional instability that has allowed problems to escalate elsewhere in the region. With America's attention now focused on Syria and Iran, Iraqis are left to pick up the pieces of the violence and uncertainty that continues to influence their day-to-day lives. Jeff Selden, VOA News.